The Hawk.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Welcome to a special edition of
Cuckoo Bananas Friday Hour.
Thanks, Santa.
Yeah, really. I like you, Santa.
Now, Ollie, what was that first song that we heard there?
That was The Best of Christmas by the Nuptown Keys.
Yeah, a KPM record. And I was trying to think back to how many of these Christmas episodes we've done now on the show, and it's got to be at least five.
Because Jake, he's five. So maybe since he was a baby.
Yeah, he was a baby when we started this show. And we did do two Christmas episodes last year because we did one at the station that was all records. And then we did another one, too. So I think we've done five. So I'm, even though I've got hundreds of songs about Christmas on records and CDs and MP3s, I can't remember which ones we played before and which ones we haven't. But I'm trying to play some deep cuts today, maybe songs that we haven't played on the show before. And so what are we going to start with, Ollie?
Getting down for Xmas by Millie and Silly, and I Want to Go Skating with Willie by Patty Page. It's like Millie and Silly and Willie. Gotta be a geek already.
you just got inside my head. That's what I was thinking when I put those two songs together. So let's hear them.
Thank you.
skating with Willie, 'cause Willie is such a good skate. I wanna go skating with Willie, but will Willie ask for a date? That Willie's got me willy-nilly, my poor heart is ready to break. I would like to go skating with Willie, but Willie, 'cause Willie is such a good skate, we'd go gliding, sliding over the slippery ice. We'd go sliding, gliding, gee, but that Willie is nice. We'd go gliding, sliding, gosh, but that Willie is great. I would like to go skating with Willie, but Willie, 'cause Willie is such a good skate. Cause Willie is such a good skate.
Howdy folks, let's go for a ride. Get your favorite one to sit by your side. Cuddle up in the sleigh, giddy up Nellie Gray, and away we go.
While you listen to the sleigh bells ring,
you're yodeling to your baby. Take a look at little Jack and Jill. They ski down a hill.
That's a snowplow turn, and look, there's a spill.
There's a spill on the hill.
When you're down, it's a thrill to go up again.
Whee! Everybody ought to learn to ski.
That is how we first met. We were that Jack and Jill that came down the hill. When I looked at you, my heart took a spill.
Took a spill on a hill. It's a thrill I can't forget.
It happened in some valley.
Last groovy tune, Nolly.
That was It Happened in Sun Valley.
Mm-hmm.
It Happened in
by
Sun Valley.
Randy Van Helmsingers.
Yeah, the Randy Van Horn.
Oh, Randy Van Horn.
There's a couple of romantic songs there because Patty Page wanted to go skating with Willie. But will he? Mm-hmm. up next, we've got some animal Christmas songs.
Ducky Christmas,
mm-hmm,
by Red Coffee, Quacky the Singing Duck.
Yep.
And the Caroliers, I Want an Elephant for Christmas by the Caroliers.
Yeah. Now, You've heard the song, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, right?
Yeah, everyone has.
Yeah, but maybe not an elephant.
Nope, who would? That wouldn't even fit in your house.
Well, which would you rather have?
Elephant poop is the size of your head.
Well, I'm sure hippopotamus poop isn't much smaller. Which one would you rather have for Christmas, a hippopotamus or an elephant?
I think I'd like elephants because a hippopotamus is a bit gross because their teeth are like all dirty and cracked. And elephants are like big and you can ride on them and they're cool.
That's true.
And you can like hang on to their tusks.
And I think hippopotamuses are grumpy too.
And they're dangerous because they can outrun you. They're actually faster than you.
Yeah. Oh, that's a science tidbit.
Yeah. Facts.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to hear this this duck singing the Christmas song. But don't worry, parents. It's only 2 minutes long. And it's one of those, it's like a Donald Duck kind of a voice, which I never figured out how to do.
Jake can do it.
Yeah?
Jake, come over here. Do it. He can kind of do it.
Scow button.
What are you saying? Scow button?
Yeah. Scow button.
Santa Claus brings joy.
Santa Claus brings joy.
To every girl and boy. Santa told me I'm in luck. Even though I'm just a duck. Ponies and fishes.
Ponies and fishes.
Bunnies and pollywogs.
Bunnies and pollywogs.
All have Christmas wishes.
All have Christmas wishes.
Even a poor little duck like me loves to find presents on the long tree.
Could pull him Guess I'll take a little puppy dog instead, named Sam. Yes, I'll take a little puppy dog instead. Here's Sam.
Want to have a puppy dog instead?
Woo!
You just heard, I Want an Elephant for Christmas by the Carolers.
Yeah. And that's a really good record if you ever find that record anywhere. It's all original funny songs like that one, all about Christmas.
Hey, look at that.
Oh, wait. I think I hear somebody coming. Oh, my gosh.
It's an elf.
Hello.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
I don't know.
Oh. Are you an elf? I could tell by your pointy little hat and your little shoes with the curled up toes and bells on the end.
Did Santa drop you off?
Does nodding mean yes?
He just nodded again.
Yeah.
Hey, can you tell us about what it's like to work in the Santa's toy shop?
It feels good.
Yeah, well, what kind of toys do you guys make?
We make trains. We make airplanes. We make trucks. We make aliens.
Ooh.
We make... a fire truck.
Fire trucks. Wow. And have you met Mrs. Claus? Santa's wife? Yes?
He keeps nodding.
What does she look like?
Does she have a red and white dress?
Like Santa.
Yeah. Well, Santa has a coat.
Yeah. What kind of tools do you use to build those toys?
Santa shovel. No, not Santa shovel. The Santa tools.
Like hammers?
Mm. Yeah, Santa hammers.
Santa screwdrivers?
Yeah, those are important if you want to have the toy hold together.
Yeah. You gotta screw those screws in or else your fire truck's ladder will fall off.
And its wheels will roll away. And you have to have a carving machine because the fire truck's wheels would be square.
Yes, it. Santa's carving machine.
Sander.
Mm. Santa's.
Well, we have a song about your boss, Santa Claus, coming up, actually. It's called Santa Claus is Flying Through the Sky. Hey, wait, have you ever been on the sled?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That must be exciting. Must go fast. All right. Well, thanks for coming by on our radio show. I didn't expect to see you here. You probably got a lot of work to do this time of year, so see you later. Bye.
Hello, I saw an elf pass by. Did you see that guy?
Yeah, he was just in here a minute ago. You just missed him. You saw him just leaving? He's tiny, hey? He's smaller than you. And with that green little cap on. Amazing.
Do you do everything you should?
Do you do what you think is good? There's a jolly old man who hopes you do.
I know who.
So do you. It's Santa Claus, that's who. And he wants to call on you.
When the wintry winds are blowing
and the Christmas trees are glowing, Santa Claus is flying through the sky.
When you hear the carols singing
and the reindeer jingling, you can almost see him dashing by.
So hang your socks by the chimney
or any old shelf will do.
Rest your little head, because he's a clever Santa Claus. He'll know what to do.
Better let him find you sleeping,
snuggle down and no fair peeping. Santa Claus is flying through the sky. Winds are blowing
and the Christmas trees are glowing.
Santa Claus is flying through the sky. When you hear the carol singing
and the reindeer jingling,
you can almost see him dashing by. So hang your socks by the chimney,
or any old shelf will do.
Rest your little head, because he's a clever Santa Claus. He'll know what to do. Better let him find you sleeping,
snuggle down and no fair peeping.
Santa Claus is flying through the sky.
A week just before Christmas, way down in Louisiana, a little boy was kneeling by his bed in a manner poised and grand. I listened as he said his prayers, his voice came soft and low. He said, God tell Saint Nicholas to send a little snow.
Please send some snow for John.
I'd like to build a snowman like the other children do. I've got an old top hat and a walking cane, got a big long cigar too. Yes, everything is ready and I'm all set to go. How can I build a snowman when I haven't any snow?
Please send some snow for John. He wants to.
much to his surprise, snowflakes by the million were falling from the skies. Down the stairs and out of doors, as fast as he could go. So happy that Saint Nicholas had sent a little snow.
Thanks for the snow, the snow for John.
That song is very appropriate right now because we're about a week away from Christmas when we're recording this.
Yeah, and we have barely any snow.
That's right. So St. Nicholas has to send some snow for Jakey.
Yeah.
Are you interested in building a snowman this year, Ollie?
They're hard to do.
You think so?
Yeah, because, well, it's hard. The lifting part is hard. Like actually trying to get it up and lift it on.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The second and the third snowballs,
and the top. Whoa. without knocking it over, even though the top is the lightest.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. Is the third snowball? What do you call that one? Number one?
Yeah. Well, actually, the third, because it's the last one.
Yeah.
No, number two.
The bottom is pretty easy because you just roll it into place.
Yeah, but you do need that perfect snow that's really sticky, sticks together.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's too perfect and it sticks to your gloves.
True, yeah. You get that perfect snow more often here in Guelph. In Winnipeg, lots of times it's too cold to have sticky snow. But we still did have lots of fun building forts and slides in Winnipeg, too.
Yeah. And at Grant's place, we did a slide. So we stacked a bunch of blocks, like a staircase, and then packed it in to make a slide, and then we used the sled to go down.
Yeah. How did we make the blocks?
Recycling box.
Yeah, giant recycling bin to make giant blocks.
You put all the snow in, and then you pack it down with a shovel, and then you flip it upside down, and then pack, hit the bottom of it, bottom of the shovel, the bottom of the recycling can with the shovel, and then you lift it off, and it's a perfect block.
Mm-hmm. Now, up next, we have a Cuckoo Bananas story time.
Okay.
Did you know that there's a band, a music band in the North Pole?
There is?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's learn all about it.
At the North Pole, where the cold winds blow and the countryside is covered with snow, there's a most unusual kind of band. The most unusual band in any land.
Santa's helpers play all the instruments, and the birds sing all the accompaniments. Santa directs with a jolly hand, and they go by the name of the North Pole Band.
They go by the name. They go by the name. They go by the name of the North Pole Band. Oh, it's really quite a wonderful sight. On a cold and blustery winter's night, to see old Santa on the stand, directing the real cool North Pole Band.
Played by an elf so small.
He stands on the drummer to make him tall.
And the man who makes that trumpet blow is the uncle of an Eskimo.
But the strangest sight you've ever seen is the trombone played by a fairy queen.
a wonderful sight. On a cold and blustery winter's night, to see old Santa on the stand, directing the red-hot North Pole Band.
While Santa's reindeer dance in the snow,
the pixies and dwarfs play the piccolo.
All right, ready now, a one and a two.
And off to one side all alone, there's a walrus, we said a walrus, there's a walrus, playing the xylophone. Oh, it's really quite a wonderful sight. On a cold and blustery winter's night, to see old Santa on the stand, directing the slam bang North Pole Band.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to all of you.
This special recording Santa sends to all of Line Materials' friends. A musical greeting from Christmasland, played by good old Santa and the North Pole Band.
Merry Christmas from Line Material. Merry Christmas from Line Material. Merry Christmas from Line Material.
He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, riding reindeer through the sky, with his spurs a-jinglin', janglin', and his lasso swingin' high. He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, saddlebags all packed with toys. Through the chimney he will bring them all to the dreaming girls and boys. Get along, little reindeer, get along, cover all the range tonight. It's a long, long trail, an all-night trail.
You can bet your boots that Santa won't fail.
He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, and he's on his merry way. He will round up all your Christmas dreams with a yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. Riding reindeers through the sky, with his spurs a-jinglin', janglin', and his lasso swinging high. He's a-rootin', tootin' Santa Claus, saddlebags all packed with toys. Through the chimney he will bring them all to the dreaming girls and boys. Get along, little reindeer, get along, cover all the range tonight. It's a long, long trail, an all-night trail.
You can bet your boots that Santa won't fail.
He's a rootin', tootin' Santa Claus, and he's on his merry way. He will round up all your Christmas dreams with a yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
Rootin' tootin' Santa Claus!
Hey, what song was that, Jake? You got it.
Oh, he got it.
I got it. I can't believe I did it.
Oy, oy, oy.
Rudy Tooty Santa Claus.
By Pee Wee King.
Pee Wee King.
And before that, we heard the story of the North Pole Band, and that was from 1957.
That is long ago.
Mm-hmm. And that was from a record by... what I think was an electrical supply company. They used to put out these Christmas records every year. That song is so old that they use a word that we don't use anymore. Did you hear that, Ollie? They said Eskimo.
Oh, Eskimo sled or Eskimo dog? Like
no, they were talking. They said his uncle was an Eskimo, but we don't use that word anymore. Now people who live in the Arctic, we call them Inuit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an old-timey word.
Is it racist?
Well, yeah. People don't use it anymore.
Oh, yeah, it is funny.
And up next, we got some...
Sorry.
We got some songs by Beatniks. This is really good stuff. It's like... it's a poem that you probably recognize, but all the words are beatnik words. It's really funny if you pay attention to the words on this one. You know that I love beatniks.
You love so old stuff.
We're going to hear Cool Yule, followed by
Cool Yule.
Yulesville by the ultimate beatnik, Ed Kooky Burns.
Kooky. That should be in Gobbledygook.
Yeah.
Kooky.
Kooky.
Kooky, kooky, let me come.
You got it, yeah. Wow.
Kooky, kooky, let me into.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, and that's nowhere, Dad. The stove was hung up in that stocking routine, like maybe the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids that fell by had just made the street. I was ready for Snoresville. Man, was I beat. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a slick rod that was making fat tracks, souped up by 8 ponies, all wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. They were out of the chute making time like a bat, turning the quarter in 8 seconds flat. He parked by the smokestack in bunches and clusters, till Chubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. His threads were from Cubesville, and I had to chuckle. In front, not in back, was his Ivy League buckle. The mop on his chin hit a button-down collar, and with that red nose, Dad, he looked like a baller. Like he was the squarest, the most absolute. But let's face it, huh? Who cares when he left all that loot? He laid the jazz on me and peeled from the gig, wailing, "Have a cool Yule, man. Later, like Dick."
Like this is a note on what may become known as beat diplomacy, or how to be diplomatic for that little man in the red suit and the furs.
Hey, welcome back. You know, we said we were going to play Cool Yule and Yulesville, but then we started listening to the songs, and Cool Yule is actually the same words as Yulesville. I never noticed that before. So we just listened to the Ed Kooky Burns version of Yulesville. And man, was it cool. So we're almost done with the show now, and wait a minute. There's more elves coming. What is this? Are you guys hearing the radio broadcast or something?
Yeah.
You get the radio way up in the North Pole there?
Yep.
Wow. For those of you who can't see on the radio, there's 3 Christmas elves just showed up in our studio. I guess, can you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm just an elf without a name.
I'm Nawar. And you know what's funny? Nawar is actually Rowan backwards. But, well, Nawar backwards is Rowan. And I'm pretty sure you have someone on this radio show called Rowan, right?
Yeah, did you see him on your nice list or your naughty list?
Naughty list. No, last time I checked, he was on the good list. I'm not sure.
Well, he's a good kid, so he should be on the good list.
Hopefully.
Double check. And who are you, young elf?
I'm Firebolt.
Firebolt?
That's an odd name for an elf, Firebolt.
Let me check. Rowan. Ah, here he is, on the good list.
Oh, good. So I don't have to buy him anything. You'll make him something up there.
I'm sure he would appreciate something.
Is Jake on the good list? Yes.
Oh, good.
Here, Oliver.
No.
What's your name?
Oh, yeah, you don't have any name.
Yeah, I'm just elf.
Hey, elf.
Oh, I'm on the naughty list.
No, Rowan's not on the naughty list. I see him on the... Well, actually, the red list is the bad list.
Well, since you guys are here, Narrow, or whatever... What's your name?
Nowar.
Would you mind reading off the last three songs that we're going to play on this radio show?
Like the last three? That would be Three Wish Lists by Claudia Robin Gunn. And from the album Little Wild Christmas.
Yeah, she's a singer from New Zealand who actually sent in her music to our show. And we played one of their songs last year, and I like it so much I chose another one for this year.
But she actually sent it to us?
Yeah. Oh. Well, not to you. You're a Christmas elf, but to our radio show that I do with my three buddies.
Then there's Christmas Time Is Here by Dim Grimm, if I am correct.
Yeah, and he's a guy from Switzerland. I really love his music. And I just was on his website and discovered that every year from now on, he's going to record a different version of this song from the Charlie Brown Christmas special, Christmas Time Is Here. So this is the first version he's doing this year.
Oh, I know him.
Who, Charlie Brown? Oh, he's visited the North Pole?
No, I see them in the potion. And this is a pause that's... So they can look over them.
Oh.
And the third song, the final song, is Noël Nouvelet by Bernice, which I'm pretty sure in French is Christmas, new Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because we have to travel all around the world, so we should know some different languages, but My French is a little rusty.
I don't know if that's actually French or not. I think it's a very old carol, but you might be right.
Yeah, I usually fall asleep by the time we get to France.
And Bernice is actually another band. They're from Ontario, and every year they record a different Christmas song. So actually, this year they did the Wexford Carol. This is one of their recordings from a few years back. Enjoy it. And, well, since you elves are here, can you wish everyone a happy holidays and a happy new year, too?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Happy Christmas.
What's it called? Happy Halloween. Merry Easter. And...
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Have a good time.
On New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's called. Sorry, it's not Halloween or Easter, it's New Year's Eve.
Mixed up there.
Mixed up, little elf.
Santa, we've been wishing for you to come around. We've been coming down. Santa, we've been waiting since last year. Now you're almost here. We've been pulling out the decorations. We've been hanging out the silver stars. We've been writing down our secret wish lists. We hope you notice, Santa. We're on best behavior when Mommy says we go to bed. Santa, we've been waiting since last year. Now you're almost here, 365 days. Did you get enough time to make wind-up dolls and spinning tops, railway tracks and music boxes, books and games, new pajamas, ukulele, silver lockets?
Santa, we've been wishing for you, been wishing for you, been wishing for you.
Santa, we've been wishing for you to come around. We've been counting down. Santa, we've been waiting since last year. Now you're almost here.
Thank you. Thank you. Christmas, you can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in